Governor Bruce Browner was among the hundreds of politicians who filed paperwork on Monday to get on the 2018 ballot. In this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, columnist Charlie Wheeler reviews the Republicans' first 3 years in office. I talked with Charlie about the governor's re-election prospects. So, Charlie, what has Browner's first 3 years in office been like? In your view, what has he accomplished?
He came in with a very ambitious agenda, but he was not able, in my judgment, to realize the old cliche, the best is the enemy of the good. Instead, he chose to go to war, basically, with the Democratic majorities, and he has portrayed Mike Madigan as the root of all evil for Illinois. For all of the fighting with Madigan, it really hasn't accomplished a whole heck of a lot.
And the anti-Madigan theme seems to be almost the centerpiece of Browner's campaign for re-election. Could attacking Madigan work? Is the House Speaker that unpopular among voters?
I think his poll numbers are even worse than what the governor's are. On the other hand, when people go to vote in November and they look at the ballot, only people in one particular legislative district on the southwest side of Chicago into the suburbs will see the name Michael Madigan. Everybody else won't see Michael Madigan on the ballot. Bruce Browner will be on every ballot, however. So his problem is he has to try and connect Madigan with everybody else on the ballot, every other Democrat on the ballot. He really doesn't have that greater record that he can tout, so he has to remind people, I'm not Mike Madigan.
And when you say he doesn't have a great record or that he hasn't accomplished anything, what are you talking about? What hasn't he been able to do?
For 197 of the years that we've been a state, we've been able to enact a budget. But Governor Browner got locked into this battle with the Democrats, and so we didn't have a budget for FY16 or FY17. Finally, we have one for FY18, not because of Bruce Browner, it's in spite of Bruce Browner, because a number of Republicans voted with the Democratic majorities to override Browner's veto of a budget plan that Democrats had passed, reasoning that the governor's veto was causing harm to their local schools, to human service providers and state facilities, universities in their districts. And so rather than stick with the governor, they voted for their constituents.
In your column, you also discuss Governor Browner's role in overhauling how schools are funded in Illinois, and that his veto of a new formula almost derailed those efforts. But in the end, he and legislators were able to come to an agreement. That's something that the governor is touting as a success. Are there any other initiatives that you would characterize as successful?
I would say probably the most notable successes he's had have come in the area of criminal justice reform, doing something about the chronic overcrowding in our state prisons. So the governor proposed making changes that would be smarter in terms of how we dealt with people who are incarcerated, with the goal of reducing the prison population by 25% by the year 2025. This was a bipartisan cooperative effort among Republicans and Democrats and the governor. And had the governor used those same skills and approached these issues in the same fashion on some of the other items that were on his plate, I think he would have had a lot more success and he'd have a lot more to talk about in his reelection bid.
Charlie Wheeler is the director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield. You can find his full column now at nprillinois.org.